Events leading to the first vision. Before we examine the supernal significance of the first vision, we need a deeper, larger perspective of the divinely inspired processes and events leading up to it. This long-term perspective will deepen our appreciation and humble us with a sacred feeling, a sense of stewardship, and a sense why the prophet Joseph's prayer was truly the prayer of all mankind. Nothing was random or arbitrary about the Lord's choice to manifest himself to Joseph Smith. Men and women alike had been searching for truth long before Joseph entered the Grove of Trees. And his prayer to know the true church represented similar prayers that had been spoken numberless times before him. Centuries before Joseph's birth, the Lord had started preparing the world for the restoration of the gospel. After the great apostasy swept across the face of the earth, the Lord guided a series of events that created the necessary conditions to set up his kingdom in the latter days. This process began with the social and intellectual revolutions of the Renaissance, Reformation, and Enlightenment, and consolidated with the colonization, independence, and political birth of America. The Renaissance, a rebirth of classical culture and learning, began to loosen the chains that entrapped the darkened mind of man. Soon after, great men led a movement to reform the church and recover its original doctrines. Describing the period after the Dark Ages, President Gordon B. Hinckley again writes, "As the years continued, the sunlight of a new day began to break over the earth. It was the Renaissance, a magnificent flowering of art, architecture, and literature. Reformers worked to change the church, notably such men as Luther, Huss, Zwingli, and Tyndale. These were men of great courage, some of whom suffered cruel deaths because of their beliefs. Protestantism was born with its cry for reformation." Close quote. The Enlightenment followed, with an emphasis on breaking the intellectual bonds of authority and using one's own reason to discern truth. The motto of the Enlightenment became, "Have courage to use your own understanding." That was from Immanuel Kant. During the period of Renaissance and Reformation, an important event transpired that would further lay the groundwork for the Restoration. The discovery of the New World. Columbus's voyage was inspired by reasons other than mere adventure or glory, for the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. Notice the similarity of language used by Nephi prophesying the discovery of America 2,000 years before it happened, and Columbus. I'll first give the quote from Nephi, 1 Nephi 13, verse 12, and then I'll give the quote from Columbus, so you can literally see how the Spirit moved upon them both. Nephi said, "And I looked and beheld a man among the Gentiles who was separated from the seed of my brethren by the many waters. And I beheld the Spirit of God, that it came down and wrought upon the man. And he went forth upon the many waters, even unto the seed of my brethren who were in the promised land." And Columbus wrote of that great voyage, "Our Lord unlocked my mind, sent me upon the sea, and gave me fire for the deed. Those who heard of my enterprise called it foolish, mocked me, and laughed. But who can doubt but that the Holy Ghost inspired me?" Elder Jeffrey L. Holland succinctly summarized the events that had transpired thus far. The cultural freedom of the Renaissance and religious freedom of the Reformation underscored the strong sense of personal freedom espoused in the Enlightenment to provide the ideal attitudes and environments for the beginning of America. Close quote.